Have you ever felt like life has no real purpose, even when you're doing all the right things? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes life just feels like it's on repeat, and you're left wondering, what's the point? Maybe you thought everything would suddenly feel better, but it didn't. It just feels like you're spinning around in the same empty habits and feelings you've always had. But here's the thing. Jesus loves you, and he wants to change everything, starting with your heart and mind. That's what today's story is about from Evelyn Cardridge, called Living. I felt a complete emptiness. What was the purpose of life? As a newer Christian, my life wasn't really fixed. I still felt empty. Was life just about being good? Sitting in my room, I found myself reading Romans 12. Sure, I'd skimmed by it once or twice, but strangely, this time, I was stuck on the second verse. Reading past it proved quite difficult, and after a while, I stopped trying. Squinting closer, I stood arrested at the clarity found in the words. Don't be conformed to this world. I sat still for a while, pondering its meaning. My thoughts turned to Jesus' closest disciples. In following Jesus, they rejected the ways of the world. As they walked with Jesus, their lives began to look different. I started to wonder, what made me stand apart from the world? Was I just like the rest? I realized that I turned to conformity as a way to meet societal expectations, and simultaneously as a defense against being disliked or rejected. Yet, I realized that Jesus doesn't call us to be conformed to this world, just fitting into the mold, but instead to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Shocked, I stared at that word, transformed, not just physically or emotionally, but entirely. Once a pastor told me, when you follow Jesus, your mind is renewed. I immediately understood the source of that insight was this verse, Romans 12:2, and I smiled. That night, I prayed silently that Jesus would renew my mind and transform my life. Since then, I've noticed how his Holy Spirit has been leading me. That week was busy, and so was the next. However, an unexplainable peace settled over my life in a powerful way. No longer did I feel empty. No longer did I have to walk without a purpose or talk without a meaning. Life without Jesus doesn't satisfy. But like John 10:10 says, living transformed by Jesus leads to life abundant. All right, let's think about this for a second. Life can seem monotonous sometimes. We can feel stuck in certain habits or thinking patterns, feeling like there's no purpose in life. But Jesus loves us, and he wants to transform us. When we put our trust in him, believing in his death and his resurrection, he gives us the Holy Spirit. He begins transforming us from the inside out, and like Romans 8:28 says, he helps us see that we are called according to his purpose. He shows us how he is moving in and around us, and he invites us to be part of his good work. How can this kind of transformation lead to peace and joy? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God. Dive into God's Word for more in the rest of Romans 12 and in 2 Corinthians 4:16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. It hurts to feel alone, and knowing God is there for you is a comfort. And we'd like to be there for you too, through prayer. So you can tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, her own story about who you can and can't trust. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.